Today is Srila Bhakti Rokko Kridhadev Goswami Maharaj's appearance day. So first of all, our obeisances to his lotus feet. Devam divyatanam sachandavadanam balaka chalanchitam sandrananda param sadekavaranam vairagya vidyam budhim. Sri Siddhanta nidim subhakti lasitam sarasvatanambaram vandetam shubhadam marikesharanam nyashishvaram sridharam. We are discussing together something of the glories of Sri Guru. Today in particular is Srila Guru Maharaj's appearance day, so we can reflect on his appearance. And I think what better way in my own thought to understand Guru Maharaj's appearance than through the composition of Srila Bhakti Sunda Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, his manifested or his molded disciple, who he molded into his successor Acharya and who knew Srila Guru Maharaj the best of us all. So Srila Govinda Maharaj, he composed Sri Guru Prashasti, called Sri Guru Prashasti, in glorification of Srila Gurudev. It means Srila Bhakti Rokko Kridhadev Goswami Maharaj, composed by Srila Govinda Maharaj about this day, for this day. So if I read the translation, we know that Srila Gurudev composed many things, we know Srila Guru Maharaj composed many things, but it is necessary to hear, to try to remember what are these compositions. And on this particular day, this composition is very relevant for us. And this is the Bengali, it begins, Sri Gauramandala Maje Hapaniya Grama Yahi Avatirna Mora Prabhu Guna Dhamma, this composition. But I'll take the liberty of speaking in English and reading the English rather than the original Bengali composition. My divine Lord and Master, the abode of all transcendental qualities, came down into this world at the village Hapanya in the holy land of Sri Gauramandal. Nyayaratna Vidyapit was a famous place of learning situated near the banks of the holy river Ganges that purifies the universe. And there lived the jewel of Brahmanas, Sri Upendra Chandra Vidyaratna, peaceful and magnanimous. Like the radiant son of the Bhattacharya family line, he was superbly learned. He was ever absorbed in the divine service of the Supreme Lord and his consort, Sri Sri Lakshmi Narayan. His devoted wife was the gracious Srimati Gauri Devi, the great saintly lady, the mother of the universe, and she was the mother of my Lord. Of course, we're in praise of Srila Sridhar Maharaj here. 1817, Shaka era, month of Ashvin, by the sun, on Saturday the 26th, was his holy day of Advent. At the conjunction of the sun and Mercury, and the moon and Jupiter, with many stars in their highest position, my Lord chose the day of Sri Veera Chandra Prabhu in the shelter of the same sign of the zodiac of the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra to appear in. At the auspicious moment of the eighth star, Pushya, on the ninth day of the month of Kartik, Mother Earth was blessed as she kissed the lotus feet of my Lord. A great joyous vibration filled the house of Acharya Vidyaratna as the pious ladies triumphantly blew the conch shell and rang the bell. His form was beautiful, radiant, golden. His long arms reached to his knees, the symptoms of the great soul. As he curled up in the lap of his gracious mother, a charming divine radiance came forth. Seeing their son's beauty, mother and father and all the chaste wives present were entranced. That best of brahmanas remembered the auspicious moment of the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, and so it was that he named his beloved, beautiful son, Sri Ramendra. The marvelous beauty of the child pervaded the universe, and it was day by day that the spotless moon, Sri Ramendra, grew and grew. All could see as he gracefully bloomed in youth the supreme treasure of wisdom and his natural acquisition. Seeing his greatly effulgent, divine, perfect form, all were moved to offer him all respects and reverence. His body, like a great lake covered by moss, was filled with devotion and absorbed in indifference for the world. Seeing the extreme detachment in his nature, just like the great savant Shukadev, his mother and father began to feel a constant anxiety. They thought, "Our son will be a sannyasi. He won't stay at home. All the symptoms of a Paramahansa, completely indifferent to the world, are present in his body." Feeling ecstasy within, yet showing sorrow outwardly, the Brahmana Sri Upendra Chandra left the world for the holy abode Vaikuntha. Gradually, my Lord revealed himself to the world, and by his sweet will, breaking all ties with the world, he became a sannyasi. Leaving home forever, he made his auspicious arrival at Mayapur, the divine ecstatic land of Sri Gauranga's advent. Just for delivering the poor souls of this world, he accepted sannyas from Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Because he is the guardian of devotion, as the very embodiment of the world chanting of the glories of the Supreme Lord, his guru named him Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the Lord of the highest wealth of the soul. As the savior of the fallen, he took the mantle of the mendicant, holding the triple staff, Tridanda, and wandering from place to place, he distributed divine love for the holy name of the Lord. Delivering the sinners and suffering souls from the worst conditions of life, he showered nectar all over the universe, just as did our Lord Sri Gaurahari. All glory to the great benevolent Lord, the crown jewel of sannyasins, Srila Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. My countless prostrate obeisances unto your holy lotus feet. Be gracious and break my terrible mundane bondage. I am drowning in this material ocean. Please rescue this fallen soul and grant him a place at your lotus feet. I sing the glories of the day of your advent, the ninth day of the dark moon, who was so blessed to kiss the lotus feet of your divine grace. I sing the glories of Hapanya village, the great place of pilgrimage. I sing the glories of the home of Sri Upendra Chandra Prabhu. I eternally sing the glories of Sri Upendra Chandra Vidyaratna's divine son, who is the merciful, radiant son, Sri Ramendra Sundar, who gave the connection of his divine ray to the lotus flower of the Bhattacharya heritage. Also, I very carefully sing the glories of Mother Gauri Devi, whose lap was effulgent from the merciful advent of my Lord. With joy I sing the glories of the feet of the all auspicious souls who had a relationship with my Lord. It is my prayer to you all. Please be merciful and bless me that I may, without obstacles, attain the loving service of my Lord. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. And Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who in such an unassuming way presented such deep conceptions and headed by, of course, the glorification of Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. We've been graced, many of us, to have listen directly to Srila Govinda Maharaj's glorification of Guru Maharaj, to have been in Sri Pathapanya Dham, the glorious advent place of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, not only on this particular festival day, or usually it would be the day after, sometimes it would be I think 10 days after. Various different festivals are held in Hapanya. But also we went there informally to Hapanya Dham on several, if not many, occasions. And there we saw Gurudev's natural deep reverence for all of the residents of the Dham. And he, one day in glorification of Hapanya, he explained that if we have the vision, that we will see that everything here is spiritual. It is not a mundane place where the Lord appears, where the Lord has His Leela, where His pure devotees appear and where the pure devotees have their Leela. It is not mundane. And even Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, on that occasion when he returned to Hapanya Dham after many, many years of not going there, ever since that time when he left forever, going to the lotus feet of Srila Sarasvati Thakur, going to accept the renounced order of life, preaching throughout the length and breadth of India, establishing padapeets, establishing temples, doing programs, drawing the intelligentsia, in drawing very prominent personalities to the lotus feet of Srila Sarasvati Thakur, converting strong Mayavadis by simple logic and appropriate quotations from the scriptures to the line of Mahaprabhu, to the line of the personal form of the Lord. That Srila Sridhar Maharaj, when he went back to Hapanya for the first time by invitation of Srila Govinda Maharaj and so many senior Vaishnavas, they drew him to Hapanya because they said, only you can positively identify the exact place of your appearance. Guru Maharaj went there very humbly and identified the exact place where he was born, as he will say, as he was born in Hapanya Dham. And on that place, with the cooperation of the family of Guru Maharaj still living there in the nearby landowner's property, etc., they arranged for the purchase of that piece of land where Guru Maharaj appeared. And there today, the deities of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Gopinathju, that's the exact place where they are installed today in Hapanya. So Guru Maharaj went there to identify that place. But while there, naturally, at that assembly of devotees, then he gave some talk. How informal and how formal, I don't know. I was not there. But he gave some talk, which Gurudev quotes. And Gurudev said that Guru Maharaj himself, he gave one discussion here and he said, everything here is transcendental. And if we have the vision to see, we will see even the vegetables are transcendental. But he also made the point that we have to take everything in Hapanya with a transcendental body. Normally, we are thinking our stomachs and our tongues. We are thinking, oh, maybe we are tasting transcendental food and we are tasting some of the wonderful cooking that the Vaishnavas make and offer to the deities. But truly, You see the vision of Guru Maharaj, who is absolutely aloof from everything of the material world. But he himself also chanted the glories of Hapanyadam. In a different context, not that I think I am born here, but that the place of Hapanyadam, it is that area where Mahaprabhu wandered of Raradesh after accepting sannyas. It's the area that that village, it was known as a Brahmana village. Now it is a little mix as a twin village nearby with other castes, etc. But it was a very strong Brahmana place. And the Bhattacharya line in which he was born was very renowned. And this whole land there is also identified by that the very good singer? Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he would go by foot to Hapanya on pilgrimage whenever he would come to visit Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. And when Guru Maharaj asked him, "You are going to my birthplace. Why are you going by foot to my birthplace and going to so much trouble?" And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj very happily saying, "Oh, Haribol, Haribol, I am going there because I feel that it is Gupta Vashana. It is the hidden place of Radharani's young pastimes." And he chanted, Krishnadas Babaji chanted many glories of that area of Hapanya. And remember, those who have the eye to see, everything is not Gupta. How is it that we know that Kala Deep is Gupta Govardhan? How do we know that our Govindakund is Govindakund? How do we know so many of these things? That those such as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote the Nabadeep Dham Mahatmya, those of pure vision, they can see what is hidden to the rest of us. So, the glories of Hapanya, where Guru Maharaj appeared, have been chanted very broadly and happily. But more than that, we see within our family such an affectionate heart embrace. And we can say that Gurudev, on every occasion that he went there, whether it was like today or it would be the day after today, because today in Nabadeep would always be the big day, of course, with Guru Maharaj present in the earlier days, and then, of course, in his separation, but at his Samadhi Mandir in the later days. But after that day would be today in Nabadeep, and then tomorrow sometimes would be a festival time. Gurudev started that festival, he said, in remembrance of the appearance of Krishna, when on the next day, then there is a festival in honor of Krishna's appearance, and in the remembrance of Mahaprabhu's appearance. He appeared one day, but then the next day, then everybody, the news has come, and then there's a festival in honor of Chaitanya's, then he's not Chaitanya, Nimai, young Nimai Sundar's appearance, this way. So he's in this way, this next day, after the Vyasa Puja day, then Gurudev would often go there. So it would be a little formal, and on the anniversary days of the installation of the deity, which is 10 days after, I believe, this day, then Gurudev would go there. So those formal days, Gurudev always showed his affection for the Dham there. And on the informal days when he went there, we could see so clearly how at home he felt, how at home he was, even quite late. And I should try to find some video. Somebody took some video footage. Gurudev went there in perhaps 2002 or 3. That if I can find, I don't have everything with me. I have here laptop. But Gurudev went there, and he is the Acharya, Vishwar Acharya, and so many things. He's going on world tour, sitting on grand Vyasa sands, everything. But there he is in Hapanya. Like a village boy, looking like a village boy, in no pomp or anything like that. He's not accepting anything except sitting on the wooden bench. I remember him sitting not even in a chair, just on the wooden bench there. And Hapanya is very simple, is a very simple place like that. And there he was glorifying Hapanya and so at home and so boyish in his way of talking and presenting too. So, Hapanya, the place of appearance of Srila Guru Maharaj is so dear. But of course, Guru Maharaj, the person, the personality, the shelter, then he was so dear to Srila Govinda Maharaj, no doubt, but no doubt he is the exemplary person to know him. But he came to be the refuge and shelter for countless souls around the world. And especially after the big disturbances that came after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance from establishing, heading, leading the ISKCON mission. And there was a period of 4 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance when there was quite a rocky time within the ISKCON mission. And during that time, then many devotees who somehow became either disillusioned or injured, in fact, themselves when they saw some of their shelters, those who they're trying to build that faith that Srila Prabhupada is teaching us all, that we have to have 100% faith in Guru and so many things. And then so many tragic things happened with some of the leaders, and therefore their disciples or those who are trying to build faith in them, they are trying then to find a secure shelter and to find out how to proceed when, as Guru Maharaj himself said, when we see activities in some of the leaders which even the materialist people would consider as abominable, then we have to take some measure, some approach, some caution for the spiritual life of the devotees. So Guru Maharaj, once, you can say, once the word was out, or once that it became known, Srila Prabhupada's relation with Guru Maharaj, means Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada's relationship with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, where he very clearly and openly said, how I consider him as my Siksha Guru, what to speak of the benefit you can get from him. Then, hearing too about how he had brought his leading sannyasis to Guru Maharaj in order to get their sannyas training. And you can ask Jaipataka Maharaj, you can ask him today, where did he learn the bhajans? Where did he learn the tunes of the kirtans that we sang? Where did he learn his Bengali? Where did he learn so many things? He was one of the sannyasis, and he will openly tell you today, yes, at Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mat. Srila Prabhupada brought me there to his lotus feet. And we have met these great leaders too, like Jaipataka Maharaj. We have seen them with Srila Govinda Maharaj and fully giving appreciation to Guru Maharaj's connection, the connection that they had with Guru Maharaj. They are still separately leading within ISKCON. Radhanath Swami, another one, he's with us today, very much leading so many programs. He will openly give the credit to what he has got and the shelter from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Not cancelling out anybody else, but this is in addition to the prosperity, spiritual prosperity that has come through the connection of Srila Prabhupada. So at that time when many disturbances within the administration and the leadership came within ISKCON, Guru Maharaj became a natural guardian for the devotees, however new, however old. And remember, the oldest was from 1966, which means still young devotees, but they matured quickly under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. But whether they're one of the early devotees or later devotees or aspiring devotees, when they heard about Srila Sridhar Maharaj's qualities, especially in relationship to Srila Prabhupada, and then hearing about that mystic transmission from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then so many things came together to make him the natural pillar that we will know we can take shelter under this strong guardianship and pillar. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj was given the title Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj by Srila Saraswati Thakur. And his nature was truly as a guardian. And we saw that he never wanted to make any ripples or disturbances in any other society. He did not want and positively objected if he heard that any devotee will go into ISKCON, within the ISKCON mission, and try to bring people to him to leave that mission. He was positively against all that. He was the greatest well-wisher of the ISKCON mission. And also, we have seen how when he first went to the West, he did his preaching, had so much difficulty, and eventually, when he came to India, bringing his first disciples with him, coming to back to India, it was Srila Sridhar Maharaj who then gave that civic reception, arranged for Srila Prabhupada's return to Navadvip in style, and it was Srila Sridhar Maharaj who brought that fame and due honor to Srila Prabhupada when so many of his godbrothers pretty much were saying, oh, who is this person? We know him as Abhay Charan, a householder, and then he's now gone to the West, and then we are sannyasis from so long, and many, many kind of things like this. Maharaj. So, Srila Sridhar Maharaj is so much the well-wisher of, we can say ISKCON, but the truly the international world of Krishna consciousness. And so he became the natural shelter for the helpless and hopeless and orphaned devotees of the world. And then naturally too, then became the shelter for first-time devotees coming. So that then the family of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, means the family of the disciples of Guru Maharaj, they grew in the West. So, rather than necessarily devotees have first read Srila Prabhupada's books and then come, we are finding devotees are coming directly and say, oh, you don't know Bhagavad Gita as it is, you don't know this. And then we find that we have to start with the very basics when they're coming. But they were drawn very much by the heart and by recognizing that scholarly, deep, sober, genuine presentation of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And for those of us who've met Srila Sridhar Maharaj, for those of us who've seen some video, perhaps, of him, then it is an instant impression by many that Guru Maharaj is trying to communicate with us. He's not giving a scholarly lecture, showing that he knows so many shlokas and reciting this, this, this. He's trying to transmit to us information for our guidance and inspiration for our savor, always savor. And he would sit in his chair, very informally, but we see as Guru Maharaj is trying to answer a question of a devotee, or trying to get over a point, often he would become more and more animated, and you see him sitting with his elbows on the edge of the chair, and then he's saying, do you understand? And then sometimes you see them sort of, they're afraid to say, no, I didn't quite get. And then Guru Maharaj capturing their mood, and then he, from another angle, tried to explain the same point. And he was so affectionate in all of this. And like a grand, not a grandfather, not a grandfather, but like a grandfather. He's like a father figure, but very grand and noble and generous and well-wishing in his demeanor and manner. And you'd see him in that mood of trying to transmit to us in so many different ways and in a very happy way also. And he was also very generous in hearing the difficulties of devotees. And sometimes devotees would have positive complaints about some things. But Guru Maharaj, first of all, would try to see, okay, you are. I can think immediately for a few examples, but you are making some complaint, for instance, about how they are worshipping Srila Prabhupada, is a particular case. In a temple, they were worshipping Srila Prabhupada as a king, putting a crown on his head and giving him a scepter. And this disturbed some of our leading devotees who saw this, and they thought, this is a strange way. This is not how we should be worshipping Srila Prabhupada. So anyway, questions such as this would come to Gurudev and to Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But first of all, and we saw firsthand how Guru Maharaj is so generous that he is first trying to see the way that particular sannyasi leader of the community see the positive in why he's establish the worship of Srila Prabhupada as a king. Because actually he's more than a king. He's more than that. But the world recognizes he's a king. So if newcomers come and they see a kingly figure, they will automatically first of all give some honor, and then they will make some inquiry. Who is this person? What is this figure? This way, Guru Maharaj is like this. And then he says some things like this, and then, but beyond, then Guru Maharaj, like, literally, little chuckle. He'll give a little chuckle, say, but beyond that, I can't give more, I cannot condone this. Beyond that, I cannot condone this. Really, we are seeing him as the Vaishnava, sannyasi, grand, except, you know, etc., etc. But he was not drawn into criticism. He was not drawn into all these things. He's always trying to see the positive side and then adjusting everything accordingly. And we know very well, we've heard it so many times, we've read it if we've read Guru Maharaj's books, that he's always encouraging us to harmonize with nature, to harmonize with our surroundings, to harmonize with people, to harmonize. He's always trying to encourage in this way. Because this way we can go on in our devotional life in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught in the verse that has surely become incredibly famous to all of those who have ever met Srila Govinda Maharaj. That is, Chinarupi Sunichina Toro Eva Sihishnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtanya Hasada Harihi. That to give honor to others, to not want any honor for yourself, to be humble, to be tolerant, all these things are needed. And Guru Maharaj, in a nutshell, says, harmonize with your environment. Then this way you can go on. We are not here to fight with the environment. Sometimes we are here, now even we are in Vrindavan, we are on the surface of Vrindavan, maybe some of you are inside Vrindavan, but we have the fortune of glorifying Srila Guru Maharaj here in one of his other temples, one of these beautiful temples, a temple which is given to Gurudev by force practically, in a mystic way. Actually the property of Radha Damodar Temple. It is actually Radha Damodar Temple land, which is considered as the center of Vrindavan geographically, if you look at a map, but it's also considered the center of Vrindavan spiritually. And this land mystically came to Gurudev. And of course, everything Gurudev does is in honor of Guru Maharaj, so it is Guru Maharaj's temple in that sense too. But we have this wonderful opportunity to honor Guru Maharaj here in his extended temple in Vrindavan. But we are to know that the spiritual side is always within and inside whatever external covering may be there. And sometimes even here in Vrindavan, we may feel some disturbance if we allow ourselves to feel some disturbance by mundane things that may happen. In particular, whenever we walk along the streets, sometimes it's very noticeable about the horns of the motorcycles, and they're going very fast and missing you by a, and then we are, first reaction maybe, oh, this is much disturbance. But Guru Maharaj always saying, harmonize with the environment. So everywhere we must try to put that into practice. And here, at least we can think, oh, wonderful, these horns are there and these crazy metal horses are running around. I must be in Kali Yuga. I'm in Kali Yuga, therefore this is a great fortune, because I'm in Kali Yuga in a human body. And what is the great fortune in this time? The holy name and the appearance of Nityananda and Mahaprabhu. So this way, Guru Maharaj always trying to get us to harmonize with all sorts of situations. But anyway, the gathering is increasing. I think a few moments at least to reflect on Guru Maharaj on this day, that his grandeur, his nature, his whole existence was so genuine and unpretentious and automatic that anybody and everybody who met him automatically understood that they have come in connection with a truly great saint and personality. Now, time, Krishna says, time I am. Okay, time continues. And very sadly, we are now in the time of another speciality of Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Another of his speciality of preaching, many I suppose. But union in separation. So we are glorifying him in separation. But we can also remember that Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he would never address and he would not want to hear Guru Maharaj being addressed as Nitya Leela Om Pravishta like this. He would not like to hear this because he's always feeling that Guru Maharaj is with him. And actually he said, the only time I ever use that expression is on his disappearance day. That day it is appropriate we will use that expression. So Gurudev always considered him present, in the present. And now at this age where time has passed and Guru Maharaj has disappeared from our immediate vision, and by now Srila Govinda Maharaj very sadly disappeared from our vision. But also Rupa Goswami has disappeared from our vision. Jiva Goswami has disappeared from our vision. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami disappeared from our vision. But Guru Maharaj and Govinda Maharaj, they are always talking about them in the present tense as well, as though they are with us. And here in Vrindavan, in this other room of our Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math house, and Vrindavan is another room, as we were saying yesterday, of the Gaudiya Vaishnava's house. Vrindavan, Puri and Nabadeep, three rooms of the same house. But here, literally right next door, or even if there was no wall here, it wouldn't even be next door, right here, we have here the Samadhi Mandirs of Rupa Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, right next door to us. So, it is a day when we can remember our heritage also, what Srila Sridhara Maharaj stood for, and not only what he stood for, what he was and embodied. Now, we are only 50-something years old, 20-something years old, however old we may be. None of us here are 450 years old or 500 years old. So none of us had any opportunity to say, oh, I wish when I was young I could have met Rupa Goswami. But some of us had that opportunity, that when we were younger, we met Srila Guru Maharaj, we met Srila Govinda Maharaj, we met these kind of personalities. So today we are in glorification of such a personality that when we are doing circumambulation of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi Mandir, sometimes we feel how this used to be a village area. Even for many of us, we have seen this much more villagey than it is now. But it used to be all this was a very much a villagey, rural area. And sometimes we try to imagine what Rupa Goswami, how he lived when he was there at his bhajan kutir, what kind of a nature the area was. And then we think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just meet him for a minute, or if he could give a glimpse of himself for a minute to us, or not even a minute, a few seconds would be wonderful. And then we think, but that fortune has come to the world, that the world also in the present age has had the opportunity to meet that same quality of personality. And as the history books are made and the Gaudiya Vaishnava history comes in years to come, then Srila Sridhara Maharaj will be such a grand light in this current age of the ascent of this next wave of Krishna consciousness after Mahaprabhu. And that personality we have that chance to remember and glorify. And as Guru Maharaj himself said in the audio lecture we put on the web a few days ago, in glorification of Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, that same day, he says it there at the end, so sweetly again, and so genuinely, that we are glorifying these great souls, but our prayer on this day is that we may get their gracious glance, because without that, then we have no opportunity and no possibility. By our own effort, we cannot go anywhere. We can jump as much as we like, but we cannot jump even to the next floor, what to speak of far away. So on this day, I've been given this opportunity to say a few words to reflect a little bit on personally meeting Guru Maharaj. We read at the beginning Srila Govinda Maharaj's own composition specifically made for this day of Guru Maharaj's appearance. Through his eyes we can understand more and more who is Guru Maharaj, and let us take the example of Guru Maharaj from his instruction that may we pray today for the mercy of Srila Bhakti Rokpak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, that he may give his grace to us, because without that we have no hope to go on, and his grace comes through service. So we pray always for that service connection to the lotus feet of his divine grace and the grace of all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakaupatrubhyascha kripasindhuvyevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And we'd love to hear from other senior Vaishnavas, the sannyasis, and from Krishna Das Prabhu, is it? I'll pass the microphone over to Shripad Shanta Maharaj. He'll be our MC for today and introduce who will speak.